You are listening to the Bryant Park Project from NPR News. I'm Allison Stewart, along with John Fugelsang. It is 8:40 Eastern Standard Time on December 27th, 2007. And at this moment, we do have breaking news to report. There's been a bomb attack at a rally in Rawalpindi. Benazir Bhutto, the Pakistani opposition leader, was attending that rally. It is believed she was seriously injured, and there are now wire reports saying that Benazir Bhutto was indeed killed at that rally. Up to 20 other people are feared dead as well. NPR News is working to confirm this story, but the initial wire reports are reporting that Ms. Benazir Bhutto, the Pakistani opposition leader, was indeed killed at a bomb attack that happened near a political rally being held in Pakistan. We're going to continue to work this story, get more details from the NPR newsroom. We'll also get a little bit more of today's news from NPR's Rachel Martin.
This is NPR.
Good morning, everyone. Early reports do say Pakistan's political opposition leader Benazir Bhutto has been assassinated. Reports say Bhutto was killed in a suicide bombing that also killed at least 20 other people. The blast occurred at a political rally in the Pakistani city of Rawalpindi. That's where Bhutto was giving a speech at a political rally. Thousands of people were in attendance. Bhutto returned to Pakistan this past October after 7 years in exile. 150 people were killed when twin blasts went off that day, the day of her return last October. This is an unfolding story with serious political repercussions for Pakistan, and we will keep you updated as we get new information on that. In other news, a group of French aid workers have been sentenced to 8 years hard labor by a court in Chad. The six people were found guilty, attempting to kidnap more than 100 African children and fly them out of Chad to Europe. The French Foreign Ministry said yesterday Paris would try to get the aid workers repatriated so they could serve out their sentences in France. The rapid conclusion of the trial, which opened a week ago, has led to media speculation in France that a deal between the two governments has already been struck. The six French citizens worked for a charity called Zoe's Ark. The aid workers insist the kids were orphans and they were just trying to give them a better life by taking them to Europe. In Washington state, a grisly crime to report today. Six people were found shot to death at a home in a rural area outside Seattle. The victims are thought to be three generations of the same family. They include a boy about 3 years old and a girl about six. A man and a woman in their 30s and another couple in their 50s were also killed. According to reports, police have arrested the older couple's daughter and boyfriend. A friend of one of the victims discovered the bodies early Wednesday and called 911. That investigation is ongoing. And finally, the National Rifle Association wants its guns back. The NRA has filed a federal lawsuit to recover hundreds of guns seized from New Orleans residents in the aftermath of Hurricane Katrina. The suit claims that residents were left at the mercy of roving gangs, home invaders, and other criminals, that's a quotation, because they lost their weapons. Police say they only confiscated stolen guns or those found in abandoned homes. The NRA intends to prove that cops illegally seized some 1,000 weapons. The organization has hired detectives to locate gun owners to test. And again, initial reports saying that the former Prime Minister of Pakistan, Benazir Bhutto, has been assassinated today at a political rally in the Pakistani city of Rawalpindi. We'll have more details on that story coming up next in the show. That's the news, and it is always online at npr.org.
This is NPR.
All right, Rachel, thank you so much. As we mentioned, this is an evolving story, and we'll bring you updates as we get more information into the NPR newsroom.